Hillsborough County Commissioners today approved an ordinance to mount cameras at 10 major intersections in the county to catch red light violators. Commissioner Mark Sharp said ideally he would prefer the county not do anything that would attempt to enhance the revenue potential with the cameras, such as adjusting the length of yellow lights. But he said his goal would be for nobody to go through red lights, and that's a fantasy.
I think it's an epidemic. When I sit at an intersection and watch people race through, it's at every intersection. We've become very, I think, cavalier in how we deal with intersections. And so if we can get people to slow down and to stop and not try to punch it through, I think we'll save lives. I still think we're going to find that we'll have fewer accidents rather than more.
Moments earlier, Sharp had asked Mike McCarthy, the director of the traffic division for the county, about the length of yellow lights.
Is the duration different for different intersections, or is it a uniform duration throughout the county?
It's different for each intersection. Each one is looked at carefully. There are a number of factors that go into the determination of the interval. The guidelines that we use are both the national guidelines through the Manual on Uniform Traffic Control Devices, which stipulates a minimum of 3 seconds and a recommended maximum of 6 seconds.
The length of yellow lights is actually crucial in the discussion because of the concern amongst many people, including Tampa Mayor Pam Iorio, that installing cameras at intersections could actually increase rear-end accidents. Citizen Steve Burden said if one looks at previous studies, it's actually more dangerous to install red light cameras at intersections.
Frequently, mechanisms and sensors malfunction, and hundreds of traffic tickets are mailed to unsuspecting people who have done nothing wrong. Click on to cameras and red lights that malfunction. Google. Through the Freedom of Information Act, the county will be opening up Pandora's box to the insurance companies that can probably, and probably will, increase the cost of insurance eventually, even though points are not excess with traffic tickets.
Although once controversial, more and more communities are using the cameras throughout the state and the country, and there's legislation that may be implemented this year in Tallahassee laying down more uniform standards. But until that happens, the county is planning on installing the cameras at 10 different intersections. Another resident critical of installing cameras was Charles Smalling. He said the cameras were not really about public safety at all, but more about extracting money from Florida residents.
Because what happens is the real cause of it is the decision factor that the driver has to make as they're approaching the intersection. So the many times what they found is, and I can give you a list of all the places that they've done studies on, where what has actually happened is that the number of accidents at those intersections has increased. And in a lot of cases, the number of fatal accidents at those intersections have increased.
Cognizant of that attitude, commissioners and county officials seemed intent on ensuring citizens that the goal wasn't to play gotcha, but simply to make the streets safer. Traffic Department Manager Mike McCarthy.
In advance of doing any work there, put out the dynamic message signs or the lighted signs in advance of the intersection, beginning to educate the public that within the next month or so, there's going to be this or this done at this intersection. Get them thinking about it during their daily commute and otherwise.
Commissioner Brian Blair had a succinct message for those who disagree with such cameras.
Bottom line is this: if you don't want a ticket, don't run a red light.